Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content on the site. All the numbered items you see when you go to freetalklive.com, you just scroll down the page. Those numbers are votes. The items have been submitted by listeners like you. Essentially a listener aggregating site in which you decide what's interesting. You vote up the stuff you like, you vote down the stuff you don't, submit new things to the site, and all together, the most interesting, the most popular, make it to the front page and the top. So you can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jack. He's listening in Northern Maine to WEGP in Presque Isle. Hey, Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I spent a considerable number of years at Uncle Sam's Canoe Club, the United States Navy.
And, big canoes.
The big canoes, yeah. Actually, there's only two kinds of ships in the Navy, in case you didn't know it. There are submarines and targets.
Were you a submariner?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Were you on a boomer or an attack?
You'd have to go back a few years.
Before that?
I was on a diesel fleet ballistic... I was on a diesel fleet submarine.
Wow.
All I know is whatever in John
Ryan. General patrols in World War II. But I wasn't on it. I'm not that old.
So tell me, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, the difference between desertion and AWOL is really kind of in the definition of the words. When you're on a post or when you're at duty or when you're actually in a hostile, under hostile fire, to leave is to desert.
When
you don't show up, when you're absent without leave, when you just don't show up for your post, you didn't desert it, you just didn't show up.
So is there a certain number of hours per day that you are supposed to be at some sort of duty, and then afterwards you just do whatever?
It depends on your job, your assignment, your rate, your rank. That's dependent on, that's individual dependent, and it also depends on the branch of service.
Okay.
So I was, when you're attached to a ship, you have shore duty. You have liberty. They call it liberty, and you're allowed to be gone for a certain period of time, but you have to be back at a certain period of time. Now, don't tell anybody, but I was late for that muster in Hong Kong many years ago. And in Hong Kong, the rules are: if you're 15 minutes late, they have to alert the authorities. In the civil authorities in Hong Kong, and they start a search if you're 15 minutes late. It was pretty nasty back in those days, and sailors ended up dead and lots of nasty things. Well, I was an hour and a half late. It's amazing that I didn't end up in the brig, doing time, bad stuff. Had a great
and that would have been show. For AWOL.
That would have been AWOL, or that would have been
no, that would have been AWOL.
Right, okay. Because he would have been at liberty and come back.
Under extreme circumstances where you're not supposed to ever be late, because it's a foreign port, it's a free port, and a dangerous port.
So things have gotten a little bit easier for folks these days. Is that your understanding?
Somewhat, and also there's a big difference. When I first went in, there was still a draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you were going to get drafted. And so you could contest it or protest it or use one of the loopholes, the devices to not serve, which was fine. I mean, there was an education waiver and there were physical waivers and whatnot. But if you today volunteer, I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to negate a contract because
why
of
not?
Some whim.
Why not? Why not? Well, you got into the contract and decided it wasn't for you. And there, and most contracts have exit provisions, like, you know, my cell phone contract.
And there are exit provisions, but you don't enter a contract without due diligence. Whether you're signing a contract with the phone company for your cell phone, if you just decide, hey, I don't like you guys anymore, you had a 2-year contract.
Right, I pay a fee to get out of the contract.
But now, let me ask you this.
But you have to go through the legal process.
Well, you know, what I think is, I get where you're coming from, and I see the integrity in what you're saying, and I like integrity in doing business. But I think that it's in a really unfair playing field when the United States government is the only business that can contract employees in for an 8-year period. And
it's only 6, and you have 2 years obligated and of active, and 4 years of inactive. The deal is
they do have a 2-year deal now. That's right.
Okay. They do have a 2-year. I think it's okay. So there's this inactive ready reserve, and the terms are longer than people think that they are. So the 4 years tends to be 8 years. The 2 years tends to be 6 years. Does that sound right to you?
Well, usually, as far as I know, it's the maximum that you're signing up for, unless you agree to something more, is 6 years.
Okay.
And most of us did 4 years active and 2 years inactive.
Okay. So, fine by me. I'll take your word for it. You certainly probably know more about it than I do. But there's no employer out there that can sign anybody up for 6 years. I mean, I've heard of non-compete clauses that go on 2 years in a contract where a radio guy can't go and work in, you know, the radio station across town for 2 years. But that's really all there is.
Right. There's this whiny talk show host in Boston named Howie Carr, who has been bitching for a couple years now because he's stuck in this contract and he can't get out and he wants to go to another radio station, but he can't do it. But he could totally walk away from his job. Like, there's nothing that prohibits him. He's not being forced at gunpoint to show up at work every single day and go on the air. He could just say, you know what, I'm just going to wait this contract out. I'll wait the negotiations.
And they wouldn't put him in jail if he didn't.
Right.
Well, a contract negotiated in bad faith typically won't withstand any type of real scrutiny. And if you look at what these recruiters do to these young adults, they lie
sometimes.
To them. They lie to them.
Sometimes they do, and they should be held accountable.
But they're not.
We're also accountable for the contracts we sign. And when I got into a couple of contracts that I wasn't real happy with, but I stuck them out, and I did them, and I fulfilled my contract, and it worked out okay for me.
There's integrity in that.
I agree with you. I think people should honor their agreements, but I think that most good contracts, you know, have a way to get out if things change, because the longer a contract is operating for, the more likely something is going to change. The more likely, you know, your life circumstance or your job or whatever it is that the contract is regarding, something around it is going to change. It's not going to be as accurate. It's not going to be as good of a deal necessarily sometimes toward the end of it as it was in the beginning. And
but
so that's why shorter terms are generally better.
The difference between a standard civilian job or a typical contract. And it's still, you have to give it a little bit of deference to the fact that it's military. There's a lot.
But that's the problem, That's the problem is that you can't just walk away easily from this contract like you could another job. They threaten people with a jail cell. That's not right.
They tell you quite a bit when you go up front. I mean, if there's a fraudulent contract, you'll be able to get out of it with no problem whatsoever. Absolutely. That's like all the contracts that we get into, as you guys are well-versed, when you sign your first contract to get that stupid number with all those little digits. And
I never signed a Social Security contract.
No, mine was given to me when I was a 12-year-old or something.
10 or something like that.
Yeah, my mom did it.
Right, and so there wasn't full disclosure, so you can walk away from that and say it doesn't exist.
Now, in the up for the military, did you read the entire Uniform Code of Military Justice before entering the military?
No, but I probably should have.
How could it be said that you would have possibly have really truly understood what you were getting into then?
Yeah, the UCMJ. But you know what? If it's really law, how could the National Defense Authorization Act just erase part of it? See, it's not really law.
Yeah, I get it. It's not really law.
The lawyer can blow holes in.
Well, and that's the problem with you know, calling it a, you know, these contracts, is that there's one party. This is not a party. This is not a contract between equals.
It's not negotiable.
And the you know, so when the United States government says, well, we're changing the provisions of your little sign up contract, and we're gonna take you back out there and put you on the battlefield or whatever they want to do, they do it, and there's not much you can do.
Jack, I appreciate your expertise and thoughts tonight. Thank you, sir. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. What are the fusion centers? Are they really something to be concerned about? A lot of people have been. It's Free Talk Live. We'll take more.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, quite often I hear people use the phrase, I hate. They hate the drive to work, they hate to clean their house, they hate to go to the grocery store, cut the grass, pay their bills, and on and on and on. Well, each time we say that we hate something, it makes it that much harder for us to do it with joy the next time we need to do it. I encourage you to start saying that you enjoy those things that tend to be even more difficult for you. Start saying it in obedience to God, and soon you will find them to actually be more enjoyable. We can talk ourselves into things and out of things. I can talk myself into despising something I need to do, or I can have a good attitude and speak good words about it and make it a lot more pleasant. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You get to dial in toll-free if you'd like and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the news lists. There's the email list, which is the old-school way of doing things, but darn reliable. You'll get everything we send to you via email. And then there's Twitter and Facebook, which is a little more, I don't know, how do you describe it in comparison to email?
Web 2.0.
It's certainly more Web 2.0, a little more, I guess, less reliable, I suppose, a little less reliable as far as you don't always see everything that happens unless you make the effort to go and go to our page and see everything that's been
interactive.
Happening.
Interactive?
It is more interactive. That is true. There's some other word I'm looking for. It'll come to me. Anyway, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, news.freetalklive.com, and get signed up for any of those options. And by the way, I've been terrible at Facebook and Twitter tonight, Mark. I totally spaced on it.
I've done a couple.
Okay, great. So between the two of us, we usually do a number of posts each and every night, and questions and news items that we're posting on there, observations, looking for your input. So once again, go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
I did another Edgington post this evening just before the show. This one is Christopher C. Horner, and he is the author of The Liberal War on Transparency. It's not as partisan as it sounds. It's quite a good interview, and he talks about how the Obama administration has, frankly, been the least transparent in history. And I think it's well worth the listen. It's you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and listen to it there. It's the top one on the page at this point. You might have to, if you're hearing this later, you'll have to scroll down a little.
All right, Mark, I don't see that you have sent any tweets tonight. Maybe I'm missing something.
I've retweeted.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. So we're doing pretty bad on the tweeting and the Facebook tonight, but we'll do better, promise. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. Mark, you were going to tell us about these fusion centers that a lot of people over the last decade, have been pretty concerned about. There's been a lot of talk about these things. They're like in each state, apparently, I believe. And they're some sort of method for the federal government to better interact with local police agencies in order to stop terrorism, right?
Yeah, the idea. They explain them what they are here. Let's go on WashingtonPost.com. This is written by Robert O'Hara. An initiative aimed at improving intelligence sharing has done little to make the country more secure, despite as much as $1.4 billion in federal spending, according to a two-year examination by Senate investigators. The nationwide network of offices known as fusion centers was launched after the September 11, 2001 attacks to address concerns that local, state, and federal authorities were not sharing information effectively about potential terrorist threats. But after 9 years and the regular praise from officials at the Department of Homeland Security, of course, that's what they work under, the 77 fusion centers have become pools of ineptitude, waste, and civil liberties intrusions, according to a scathing 141-page report by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. And I can only imagine what kind of waste, civil liberties intrusions, and ineptitude would cause these douches over at the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations run by the Senate to call them wasteful, intrusive, and inept.
Yeah, you got to be pretty bad in order to face that kind of...
The government to call calling
out.
You inept,
yep. Right.
And wasteful. I mean, Lord.
I remember reading some of these bulletins that would come from these types of things, and I remember reading some of them. You know, they're put together in PDF form, and I remember reading about, you know, be on the lookout for someone buying Red Devil Lye, you know, something like that, or someone making methamphetamine, you know.
One of the classic ones, and I don't remember which state was, it was Missouri or something like that, there was one of these fusion centers that put out a be on the lookout for people with constitutions and that sort of thing, people citing they know their rights, these people are potential domestic terrorists, and they did make actual handouts for police agencies, and that's the kind of thing that really got, I think, a lot of the people in portions of the Liberty community pretty all riled up about these fusion centers, thinking that these are going to be, you know, the keys to tyranny. But turns out governments are what they are, and that is inefficient, slow, stupid bureaucracies.
Well, they're supposed to be a way to disseminate intelligence, but it, again, turns out to be a massive waste of time and civil liberties threat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds like a perfect idea until you realize that the government's going to be in charge of the program. Well, let's put together some centers where we can share information on, you know, intelligence information with local authorities and make sure that there's some coordination. We'll put a whole bunch of layers of hierarchy between, you know, local and federal and state authorities. And, I mean, the information will just zip right through. It's like Fios. It's like those fiber optic cables. The information will just fly right through. Turns out, no, the only thing they've done, the only thing that they've been any good at when they're not being inept and wasteful is intruding on people's civil liberties and calling Americans that believe in the Constitution domestic terrorists.
Yep.
So
I'm a terrorist, I guess.
Well, I don't think the Constitution goes far enough, frankly. But the creation and operation of the fusion centers were promoted by the administration of the President George W. Bush, and later the Obama administration was as a
because they're so different
essential weapon in the fight to build a nationwide network that would keep the country safe from terrorism.
Yes, essential.
So that means if they're failing, then we must be completely vulnerable to a terrorist attack, but yet there's nothing happening. There are no terrorist attacks happening in this country.
Well, I think the FBI would claim that they've stopped them all.
Sure they would, but that would be a lie.
Well, they have stopped some legitimate terrorist threats. They've also created some.
It seems like every one that they stop is the one they've created. There was like the one guy with the shoe bomb way, way back, maybe.
The guy who parked the SUV in Times Square.
They didn't stop him.
They didn't stop him, but
they weren't even involved.
No, the FBI wasn't, no.
Nope. So, so my point there being that they're saying here that these fusion centers are supposed to be so important to protecting people from terrorism, and now here's the government calling them out saying, well, these things are useless. They're just expensive. They're money holes. And,
they're not just money holes. They are also civil liberty intrusive.
Well, that too, yeah.
That's the other thing. So they're not just inept, wasteful, and but they are also intrusive upon civil liberties. And this is by a 141-page report by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations.
So they're intruding on civil liberties with nothing to show for it, right? I mean, there's no rounding up terrorists.
I mean, the Senate is calling you inefficient.
Yeah.
What could you possibly have ever gotten done in 9 years?
The relevant point here is that there are, you know, all the people out there that think the government is keeping them safe, all you have to do is look at these programs and see exactly how efficient and effective they are. And they're not. You know, the TSA, what is it, 70, 60, 70, 80, 90%, depending on the tests they run, they're letting all kinds of things through.
I haven't seen a test where they've been as efficient as catching 40% of guns, knives, and bombs they've been tested on. Every time I've seen any leaked information, it's been they've caught as few as 25% on down to zero guns, knives, and bombs that they've tested themselves on.
You've got the TSA letting a bunch of whatever through. They're trying to give you this illusion of security. You've got these fusion centers that are just in shambles and ridiculous and useless. And more illusion of security there. And, Mark, you have more to share.
Yeah, we've actually got some dollars and cents that they've been wasting.
Okay, lovely. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. We have the last 7 days' worth right there at the top of the site, freetalklive.com. You can just click them. They're right there. And then if you want to go back for years' worth of the show, you can go all the way back to late 2006 over on our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com or just click the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side of our website at freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's easy to use. This unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone, GPS navigation, records to your driving route and speed, and Your traffic stops and all other incidents are recorded. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. It's on sale right now at freedomcam.net. The prices are lower. I've checked, and so you should go get one. I don't know how much longer they're going to stay this way. They do take bitcoins. If you're interested in doing your buying with bitcoins, it's freedomcam.net.
All right, so toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you were telling us about these fusion centers. It's the Washington Post, I believe, that's doing the report.
Yeah, WashingtonPost.com, yeah.
They are basically pointing out that apparently some subcommittee of some committee in the Senate
It's a funny name, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations.
Whew, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's fun.
The government guys love their long, long
I'm
titles.
I'm the Assistant Secretary to the Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations.
Yeah.
I bet putting that on a card.
Business card.
I bet you there's some of these committees that if you spell out their acronym, it says something.
Probably true.
Dirty.
So these guys have come out with a scathing report that is attacking these fusion centers, which is the federal government's one of their plans, their plots to supposedly catch the domestic terrorists. And a lot of people have been frightened of these fusion centers because they put out some scary sounding documents about how, you know, so-called patriots, people that like the Constitution, those sorts of folks, protesters, these people are all potential terrorists. And, you know, there's no doubt we've reported on them over the years, but ultimately they really haven't done very much except, well, what did they do, Mark?
Well, the report documents spending on items that did little to help share intelligence, including gadgets such as shirt button cameras, $6,000 laptops and big screen televisions.
Woo!
A $6,000 laptop.
That's a badass laptop. Right
it must be. I mean, it must be smoking.
Think about the video games they could play at their fusion centers.
Exactly.
I wonder how
parties.
Many video games are being played. And this was...
Well, it's clearly researched to learn how the terrorists are recruiting new recruits from the land of video game players. They go into the games. They've heard, I'm sure, that they're going into the games and attempting to recruit young people into their terrorist ranks, so they need to be in the games at all times.
And pwn some noobs.
Stop camping. Get some frags in order to make sure that the kids of America are safe.
You know, I was in prison for 9 years, and there I worked closely with law enforcement. I guess the equivalent of a trustee for a very long time. And there weren't very many computers. This was back in the early mid-90s, back when people were still scared of war games, that if a convict out anywhere near a computer, that they'll take over the Department of Defense or something. And what I can tell you, though, is that the few people that had video games, one of them specifically was the vice principal, or excuse me, the vice superintendent, their assistant superintendent, and I worked for him. I went into his office, and I can't tell you how many times he was just sitting there playing solitaire, just over and over playing solitaire. And this was the only game you could play at the time.
Let's run some numbers here in a moment. Fred's on the line listening to WSJM in the Benton Harbor, Michigan area on FM. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I heard in the last segment you guys were talking about Red Devil Lie and, you know, people watching out because it's used to make meth. I used Lie to make soap, homemade soap, and I went to my local Lowe's store to buy some, and, you know, the guy looked at me funny when I asked him where there's Lie, and he's like, you know they use that to make meth, and I'm like, yeah. They can also use it to make soap. Sure, you could use it to make soap. Just the way the guy judged me for asking about it.
Well, he probably heard from the fusion center.
Yeah. I ended up having to order it online, and the amount that I had to order online was going to last me about 15 years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You better find some other things to do with some lie.
Well, the only other option that I know of is to burn people with it, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I hear if you put a body in, you can throw the lye on top, it decomposes more quickly.
Really? Is it better than pigs?
Nothing's better than pigs.
Okay. Good to know.
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, Fred. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
News story out of Oregon yesterday. A farmer got eaten by his pigs.
On accident?
Well, I'm sure he didn't plan it.
4 p.m., eaten by pigs.
they got his dentures were lying outside the pig pen, and they found pieces of him inside.
Really?
Yes. Having pigs, this makes me a little uneasy.
So the pigs,
I can tell you they're
pigs
a little,
were a little lazy. I mean, I thought they were supposed to eat the bones and everything.
Well, they apparently either,
they
for one,
full, huh?
You get them hungry, you make sure they're hungry if you're going to dispose of a body.
I see.
And by the way, the only way I know about this is, I think it's that Brad Pitt movie, Snatch, or it might be Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Same movie.
Pretty much the same movie without Brad Pitt. But I mean, you know, there they claim, you know, get the pigs real hungry and then you can toss the body in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, what, I haven't fed any people. I have fed some hamburger, though. I got that. I get all kinds of, half spoiled food from grocers and things like that. And I got some hamburger, tossed that in. They certainly ate that.
You spent nearly a decade in the maximum security prison, didn't you? You don't know how to get rid of a body after that?
It's not something I studied.
Oh, okay.
So give me the numbers. What do we need to know?
Right. Besides the $6,000 laptops that they were buying there at the Fusion Center, one Fusion Center spent $45,000 on a decked-out SUV that a city official then used for commuting.
Nice.
In reality, the subcommittee...
They had a mansion while they're at it. They got to set up an office there. It's really important.
In reality, the subcommittee investigation found that the Fusion Centers often produced irrelevant, useless or inappropriate intelligence reporting to DHS, and many produced no intelligence reporting whatsoever.
So they're coming up with reports, but they're irrelevant
and
useless.
Right.
Or they're just not.
We'll get right on that.
There are 77 of these centers, and they're buying $6,000 laptops and giving the government bureaucrats vehicles, and then they're not producing any intelligence information.
Boss, I was going to get right on that report, but I'm having trouble with this brand-new laptop. I mean, it's just not letting me install Microsoft Word. I don't know what to do.
Could you imagine? I mean, because they probably have, like, T3 lines or some really advanced connection to the internet backbone.
T3's old, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Can you imagine, like, these 77 centers, like, the game of Quake Arena they could have against each other all over the world?
It would be, like, no ping. I mean, it would be amazing.
Yeah. So, going on here, I mean, it's just, it's really amazing. The bipartisan report released by the committee, Chairman Carl Levin and Ranking Minority Member Tom Colburn portrays the Fusion Center system as ineffective and criticizes the Department of Homeland Security for poor supervision.
Well, they're going to critique them, and then they're going to let them stay around, right? I mean, this is going to be a scathing report that comes out, and there's just a couple of news articles will be written about it.
They
Some
should
people
just shut them down.
But they won't. They haven't shut down the TSA. Well, I mean, the TSA...
There aren't that many scathing reports in the TSA.
Sure there are. The TSA screwed up so much stuff over time, and there's been way more press coverage, way more public outrage about the TSA.
The press is covering it, but not the government.
They recently hired a defrocked priest, I believe, who was defrocked for...
Touching the kids.
For molesting children.
To touch the kids.
And
they're going to employ him to touch kids.
Still, even after all the news coverage?
I haven't seen them undo it, but I don't really care. If
so much for the background
stupid,
checks.
Please, go ahead and do a little pedophilia background check for your kid fondlers.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Share your thoughts on Fusion Centers, so-called domestic terrorism, the government. Can they actually stop terrorism? Doesn't seem like it, does it? It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,789.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,833.76, $916.88 for a half ounce, or $458.44 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,833.76, $916.88, and $458.44.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number for you. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join us over on our website. If you like the show, you like the site, you like the fact that you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there, you like all the features that we give away to you, then please do shop with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, when you enter the various different websites that are linked there, like Amazon or Newegg, when you enter those sites, then anything you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's generally true. There's some exceptions. Like I just learned that Newegg, apparently if you order one of their gift cards, we don't get any money off of that. But we do get money on gift cards at Amazon. So at Amazon, it's pretty much anything that you order. At Newegg, yeah, on and off.
Can you say Christmas gifts?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazon
holiday
gift cards.
Holiday season is approaching, and whether you know what somebody wants or you don't, Amazon's got what you're looking for, whether it's a gift card or the actual item that you know that you need to get. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and do it sooner rather than later. Get it done. Get it over with. And Free Talk Live will benefit when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's a new Amazon banner, and I know I'm not a graphic designer, it's not the best one, but it's better than the old one. And it's up on closer to the top of our website now, too, so it's an additional way for you to get in is right through the banner on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. But that will only take you to the U.S. site. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll have access to Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, as well as Newegg Canada. So keep that in mind, too. Shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to support this program. Coming up, more news about the NDAA. Brad is going to share that with us. I think it'll tie in well to this discussion about the fusion centers, these federal government programs that have supposedly been created to interface the federal government more effectively in the Department of Homeland Security with local police departments and state agencies. And turns out it's just another mess of bureaucracy, huge amounts of waste, thousands upon thousands, if not millions of dollars being spent on things that arguably that they don't really need, like a $6,000 laptop.
It's a lot for a laptop.
You can go to Walmart right now or any other store.
$600 will get you a great laptop.
That's right. A $600 laptop is a decent laptop. A $250 laptop is a cheap laptop, but it'll work.
Come on, guys. We're talking about Homeland Security. We can't.
Right. They need
we
the
can't
best,
spare
right?
any expense.
Yeah. I don't know where they found a $6,000 laptop. I mean, when Sam moved here, he had this giant laptop computer that was the
biggest. It was like a 21-inch laptop.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it.
He brought it camping with him. It was ridiculous.
I don't think that thing was $6,000.
Was he doing graphic editing while he was camping?
He was doing video editing on this
laptop. Yeah, but he got it originally from his telecom. You know, he was some high-paid telecom guy, and I think he got it through his company there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm looking over at Alienware. They're one of the more fancy laptop manufacturers, and their top-of-the-line laptop's only $2,000.
Jesus. That's three times as much as their top-of-the-line laptop there.
Well, they probably can survive a nuclear explosion.
Oh, no, I take it back. They have one that's $3,000.
This is Alien?
Alienware.
And yeah, those are high-end,
that's
right?
That's like, you know, the baddest laptop that you could probably get.
This is fancy Dells.
Weren't they talking to you at one point about doing some advertising?
Yeah, this is not gonna, I don't think it's going to work out. I just can't get it back on the phone.
Ah, darn it. Yeah, maybe one of these days.
Yeah, sounds pretty awesome. So, going on here.
I can't justify spending that kind of money on a laptop. Especially if, you know, you knock over a drink on it or something like that. I mean,
well, plus you'll never get any work done because you'll be
playing games.
An Alienware, going to LAN parties. You'd be going to the Fusion Center down in Boston.
Wait, is that a LAN party?
Well,
that'd be a cool name for a LAN party. The Fusion Center.
He's wrapping back in the conversation and trying to get back on subject here.
Okay.
All right. So the Department of Homeland Security has, in response on Tuesday to the scathing report from the Senate Subcommittee on Effectiveness, or whatever it's called, has defended the fusion centers. Of course, they are in their purview. And it would look really terrible if the Department of Homeland Security had actually been ignoring the fact that the fusion centers are sending irrelevant or no intelligence back to the Department of Homeland Security, right?
Mm.
And I'm sure that's exactly what was going on, you just ignore that stuff from the fusion centers. Centers, it's stupid. But they defended the fusion center, saying the Senate investigation relied on out-of-date data. The Senate's investigators examined fusion centers' reports in 2009-2010, looked at activity, training, policies over 9 years, according to the report. So I guess 2009 and 2010 data on a report released earlier this year is old.
Things are
by government
now.
Standards, this is new.
Things are different now. They worked out the kinks.
I haven't heard anything that a fusion center's done in the last 2 years.
No, actually, it's been pretty much all of the scary stories were much more than 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, most of the time they've gotten stomped on every time they've put out something where they said, watch out for people with Ron Paul bumper stickers. They're terrorists.
Yeah, they get made fun of quite a bit.
The statement also said the Senate investigators misunderstood the role of fusion centers. These are places where government bureaucrats actually do go to play solitaire. Which is to provide the state and local law enforcement analytics support in furtherance of their day-to-day efforts to protect local communities from violence, including that associated with terrorism. Brad, during this time, you actually were a local law enforcement officer. Did you find analytics support furthering your day-to-day efforts in protecting local communities from violence, including that associated with terrorism?
Well,
ever heard of a fusion center?
Well, I stopped getting the updates when I was there was a bunch of federal marshals at Murphy's Tap Room, and I was there one night because there was some guy who moved to New Hampshire, and he was threatening to cause harm to government officials. But after that, I stopped receiving, after the federal marshal saw me there, I stopped receiving the updates. But I never read anything that I found to be remotely interesting, and it basically, you know, these updates say, you know, for official use only, don't forward. But, I mean, come on. I mean, it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever if you let the world know that chlorine is dangerous. You know, I mean.
The DHS statement also said that all the questioned expenses were allowable under the rules.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
The problem. It's okay
sure.
to get $3,000 laptops. Those are the rules.
It's legal.
And this
we're
is
just following orders.
There is something out there, a phenomenon. I don't know if everybody knows this, but I've certainly known it my whole life, is that these government agencies get their funding at the for an annual sort of situation. So at the end of the year, if they don't spend all their money, then they have to take a smaller budget the next year. So they budget however they budget through the
right.
year, and then in that last month, they'll buy everybody
spend
new
time.
Desks
yep.
or something like that.
Or
and,
a new $4,000, $6,000 laptop.
If they have money left
that's
over.
Exactly where it came from.
If they have money left over, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what do they do with the old stuff? Well, you get to take it home.
I don't know what they do with it.
You get to take it home.
In the Navy, people have talked about them just throwing tools, a whole brand new tool sets over the edge.
That's true, but that's because they're in the Navy and they can't really go home at that moment. But if you're working for a government office and you get a brand new chair, something's got to be done with that old chair.
And
which is probably
one.
Only a year old at that point, and the top-of-the-line chair that was ordered last year.
I have worked with, I've lived with two women that worked for state and city, county organizations, mm-hmm. and at no time did either of them get free things to
they
take
don't
home.
Have the federal budget.
Okay.
It's not the same. They're either not as high ranking, they're not high ranking enough to be able to get the
get an office
perks,
chair?
To get the perks, but I would say it's probably more like because it's the state governments can't print out money like the feds can.
Yep. Okay.
By the way, I did do a little digging here. Newegg.freetalklive.com, highest priced laptop on Newegg. Is an HP EliteBook for $4,684.
Wow.
We're getting closer. And if you actually look on the left-hand side of the site, because Newegg's got one of the most useful features of Newegg is that you can sort the search results by whatever factors you want. So you can sort by price. Let's see. They actually have one here listed for more than $5,000. It is actually a $6,441 laptop, but it's out of stock. So I guess all the government agents bought them up.
They just bought them up. It's the end of the fiscal year, you know. They gotta get.
It's made out of gun metal.
What? Gun metal.
Panasonic makes these laptops called
Toughbooks.
Toughbooks, yeah, and that's what.
You drop it off a building or something like that, right?
Yeah,
run it over.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
It's a Toughbook.
Under any circumstances,
they're built for that.
Yeah, I mean, you could spill coffee on it, no problem.
What do those things cost? I bet it's several thousand.
Oh yeah, they're way up there. They're way up there.
So there you go. More statistics, Mark. Anything else you want to share about this Fusion Center thing?
Yeah, just saying that the report challenged the value of the training and much of the information produced by the centers. It said to DHS analysts assigned to the Fusion Centers received just 5 days of basic training for intelligence reporting, and that they received an array of...
You're an expert now. And you've been through our week-long course here at the Fusion Center.
So...
Yeah, that's right. They're going to keep you safe, America. I mean, does anybody really believe that? Anybody? Do you really still listen and believe them when Barack Obama or Mitt Romney are saying things to you like, it's my responsibility as president to keep you safe.
It's my solemn duty.
The government is going to keep you safe. We've got experts on the job around the clock. They're looking at statistics, reports. They're printing things out. They have really expensive equipment. You think that's going to stop somebody from going and building a bomb and setting it off at your local mall or sporting event?
No.
In no way, shape, or form. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. 855-453.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rock, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.